This is Jim.
And Christina.
And we're recording from the top of the Monongahela incline.
Easy for you to say.
Looking into downtown Pittsburgh. And it's a beautiful view.
It is indeed.
We're at the Netroots Nation conference, or at least we were, until we decided to play hooky this morning. We got to hear the big dog himself last night.
That's Bill Clinton. Right. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah. And watched a number of good programs yesterday. But we decided, if you're going to go to a city and visit, you got to get out and visit. So we're taking a break today, and we went to the Strip District and had a wonderful breakfast at DeLuca's.
It was yummy. No, I kept twittering from it. I was just fascinated because there were various tables and stuff like that. You had to stand in line away from them, but there was a booth. Then there were seats at the booth.
The counter.
And so I thought, let's just sit there. So we could sit. You sit at the counter, you can watch them cooking, and you can watch them kind of interact with each other. And all of the plates, all of the food that they were preparing was going to this pickup station that was right next to us. So we could sit there and drool over the foods that they were passing out to people. And it was all these amazing dishes that they were
delivering. Just the one little grill. Beautiful. And there were like four people working at the grill.
At one time.
At one time, and just churning stuff out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to Twitter at the same time, and it is just giving me all sorts of trouble, and I'm hating it right now. I'm sorry. Because I keep trying to take a picture of Jim with Pittsburgh in the background, and I want to tweet it, and TweetDeck keeps crashing on me, so I'm getting a little frustrated. But anyway, yes, it was an amazing diner, and I kept taking pictures, and we didn't want to leave there, well, at least I didn't. Yeah. I just wanted to sit there and watch, and it was packed. We got there kind of late, and it's on a Friday morning. We were there maybe around 10:30, no, 11. Later than that, 11. Maybe between 11 and 11:30, and the place was just hopping, and I'm certain it's like that all day long. And the people who worked there were really super busy, rushing around from table to table, delivering the food and stuff. But it was good. It was really good.
It was really good.
Loved it. So after we finished eating, we kind of waddled our way out of the diner and did a little bit of sightseeing and shopping in that area. And we filmed some video of it, of us walking around. And I took the time to stop and talk to one of the vendors that I ended up buying some stuff from. Some cute handbags. Anyway, and she had been selling stuff there for 7 years, and she, you know, says,
just a little shop on the sidewalk, right?
Yeah, selling purses and things like that from South Asia. And I liked your stuff because it looked rather unique than some of the other stuff I've seen. And we were just kind of shooting a breeze, and she was telling me about the area and how long she'd been there and how much it's grown and how busy it is, and it's just fascinating. And really,
there are so many cool shops and restaurants in that area, and I stopped and bought some gifts in the spice shop, Penzi's Spices, and we stopped in a pottery shop, too, and just looked around at this big fish market and meat market, and it was really good, and the whole area was packed, and again, it's a Friday late morning, lunchtime.
Early afternoon, and it's teeming with people. And you can tell there are tourists there. It's not just locals that are shopping and such. There are a handful of tourists as well who are busy trying not to get hit by cars crossing the street and such. Parking is really kind of difficult, but,
I
always say
lots.
Parking finds a way. People find a way to park. You know, you can't always let parking stop you from developing an area. People will figure it out. So that's what we did. That's where we're spending our time. So it's just an amazing view. Lovely.
We've been
view.
Advised to go to the ice cream shop up here on top of the on Mount Washington.
Which is perfect because I think we could use a little bit of cold.
Yep. And then we're going to head over. See where that tower is sticking up over there? That's the Cathedral of Learning at the University of Pittsburgh. So we're going to go after this and go look at the University of Pittsburgh because I've been to that area and it's really pretty there too. And probably eventually make our way back to the hotel, and then we're going to a concert tonight.
Heartless Bastards.
Heartless Bastards and the Decemberists.
Very excited. Can't wait.
So we'll report back on that later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.